Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Forecasters are warning that the dangers of Tropical Depression Alberto are not over as the storm continues to dump heavy rain across parts of the south. Alberto came ashore as a subtropical storm yesterday in the Florida Panhandle, dumping between 2 to 5 inches of rain there. The storm also battered the Carolinas, where a TV news anchor and a photojournalist from WYFF in Greenville, South Carolina, were killed after a tree toppled onto their SUV. Joining us now is Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, it's good to have you back. And first of all, tell us, where are the remnants of the storm and where is it headed?
Oh, good afternoon, Megan. The storm is, or the remnants of the storm are moving into northern Alabama, but that's just the center of what's left of its circulation. As you mentioned at the top here, the effects of this do spread out quite a bit across the southeast. So there's a very large moisture pool with this system, a lot of energy kind of spread across many, many states. And even here in Florida, we're still going to see some lingering effects from this. So it's going to drift into the Tennessee Valley and kind of drift in a northwestward direction, almost toward Missouri and Illinois. And then it's going to move to the north and east toward the end of the week, get pulled up by a cold front sweeping across New England, and then eventually, it will move out into the mid-Atlantic states by this weekend.
I see. So you mentioned a lot of moisture in this storm. I mean, what are the primary hazards people still need to watch out for?
It's literally that, flash flooding from the heavy rain that will occur. Remember, when a storm originates in the tropics, its rainfall rates are typically much higher than the thunderstorms that might develop over land in the summertime. So, and by the way, sometimes the episodes last a lot longer. You have these bands that kind of light up in the same areas for several hours. So it's almost impossible to predict exactly where the next flash flood event may occur, but in a large area, there is at least that enhanced risk. Today, the risk is highest over Kentucky, southern Illinois and Indiana, parts of Alabama and Georgia. Tomorrow, the risk spreads across the Appalachians. And unfortunately, in Maryland, where we had the flash flooding event over the weekend, there is a risk for that occurring again Friday and Friday night in some of those same areas.
Okay. Well, so lots of states still need to keep their eyes on the forecast, as you're saying. But Alberto wasn't as much of a big deal for most of Florida as had originally been expected. Do we know why that is?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the way you look at it or the way you approach the storm is very important to your perspective afterwards. Mm-hmm. We, of course, were highlighting the possibility of certain hazards taking place, including the very heavy rain and possible flooding. That did not pan out in a widespread nature across the state, primarily because of the orientation of the wind direction. The storm was kind of moving in a north-northwest direction. And so the wind flow ended up pulling in some drier air for the duration of the event. So much of the state didn't see the anticipated rainfall amounts. But still, the Panhandle saw some significant rain. It came in a little weaker than projections. But you have to remember, these situations can fluctuate quickly over time. One of the most challenging things with tropical weather systems is not really where they make landfall. It's the intensity when they come ashore.
Yeah.
And it was the direction of the wind that kind of cut down on the rain across Florida.
Right. Well, we just got a minute to go here. Alberto is the first named storm of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season. Any sense as to how Alberto gives us, does it give us a window into what the season might be like?
Well, typically, and I get asked that all the time when there's preseason activity, and we seem to have had a lot of that in the last few years, but typically an early season event like this does not really foretell what may happen the rest of the year. It does not strongly correlate to an active or a below normal season. The forecast generally and the signs do point to a near or slightly above normal season, as NOAA announced last week. Several other private forecasters are saying similar things. We have conflicting signals, Magna, this year. The central Atlantic, where most of the storms develop, we may not see as much activity there, but that doesn't mean something couldn't form closer to home in the Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico. So as we always say, let's prepare the same every year.
Well, Jeff Huffman, Director and Chief Meteorologist for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, thank you.
All right, thank you.